Tonight, we discuss last week's HOH competition, the dramatic nominations, including a very spicy Taco Tuesday. Will Christy live to crunch more chips? We also discuss flip-flops, chickens, America's Prankster, and this week's HOH. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to But First. My name is Adam, and Fatty is not here, but I am joined by a few knuckleheads.
Hi!
Hi!
I don't know why I call you guys knuckleheads, but why not? I mean, really. So I'm joined by Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Alaska.
Are you bitches conspiring against me?
How dare you? Moose P, hello.
How to do it.
And the Faye driver, who finally got his audio working after 15 minutes of...
It's not... Skype had to improve my experience, and then things just got worse after that.
I don't think Skype ever improves my experience. And it's even worse because I have the Skype app. There was like a desktop, and I don't even know if they still do this, so maybe everybody has the Skype app, but Windows 10 came with like the whole app store. I don't know if you guys have Windows or not, but so it used to be you'd have like you'd have a desktop application and then they have an app store which you could go in. Well, the apps are always suckier, it seems. So
tell us about these desktop applications, Grandpa.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so
I want DOS 5.0 back. That's what I
Yeah, but we wouldn't be able to do all this on DOS 5.0. I don't think all this will be possible in DOS. Who knows? Now,
I'd also just, while we're on the curmudgeon-y part of the show, I would also like to say I think society would have been much better off if someone hadn't invented the wheel. Because the wheel is the root of all our troubles in our this day and age.
Really?
That's all I have to say.
I hear the wheels on the bus go round and round. Is that does that come into play?
It does, yep.
So Fatty is in Hatlanta seeing the what's she called?
Did you say hi to your other, your third co-host tonight?
I said hi to everyone. Who's my
other? Okay, I didn't hear you say hi to Moose.
I'm did. A third. I went Chris, Moose, Faye.
All right.
Moose is just very short and to the point with his hellos.
I said so, hi,
just like my cock.
He said hi. I don't really have a personal story, but I will just say I just set up my audio equipment 2 hours ago since Pride 48. So I rushed home from work and I set everything up. And so hopefully everything works. And I am recording, so that's
what Gary Bearden would want us to ask you is if you press the record button.
Yeah, I did. I did press the record button. You know, speaking of Gary Bearden, and this is not a personal story either, but I noticed in the Pride 48 group chat, he said that they sang "Leaning in the Ever on the Everlasting Arms" in church on Sunday. So, I just thought,
hallelujah.
Yeah, I just thought everybody would be interested in that. Does anyone else have a personal story? Because I've got nothing.
Well, this week I did have some help in the gym. A Saturday, a really huge bodybuilder came over and gave me some really nice pointers on my tricep work. So it was very helpful.
I'm did still
new. I'll play the part of Big Fatty.
I still haven't started my my regimen of what am I supposed to be doing? Deadlifts. Yeah, I'll let you know how that goes. I still haven't started, but one of these days, I'm gonna do some deadlifts.
It'll make a world of difference.
I'll report back.
Who was it that was starting intermittent fasting? Because I wanted to get back to that too. Who's gonna intermittent fast with me?
Well, I had mentioned that I was going to do it a little bit before Pride 48, and then I didn't. Mm-hmm. But it's hard because the thing about I could intermittently fast, but the problem is Mark feels like we should always eat together, and he doesn't want to intermittently fast, and he feels sad when he eats and I'm not eating with him. So I have to.
Couldn't you like freeze some orange juice into cubes and just sit there at the dining room table and toss? You could pretend to cut them with a knife and fork and put them in your mouth.
I mean, I suppose I could. I don't know. Usually if I'm going to do that, because intermittent fasting, usually they'll say it can be anything 24 hours or more, or even less than that, but around 24 hours. So on a Friday, if I eat dinner at like 7 p.m. on a Thursday, he and I don't eat lunch together on Fridays. So I could skip breakfast and lunch on Fridays, and then, you know, I could do it. But we'll see. I think it was me, though, that you were thinking of.
That it reminds me of two mini storyettes, personal storyettes. Number one is that I did get to meet Mark for the first time at Pride 48 Expo in New Orleans, and I just long enough to shake his hand, and you know, he seems very charming, and so hello, Mark, and also this is the first time this has ever happened, is that when I introduced myself, he said, "I recognize you by your voice from the Bit But First podcast."
Wow.
So that's the first time that's ever happened. So anyway, that was
you're a celebrity.
Sure. And secondly, I know that Adam got no end of grief, not least of which from me about this while we were down in New Orleans. But I just, for the record, I have to say publicly, Adam looked very nice in his European cut, semi-assless jeans. And so I'm kind of glad that you did not do too much intermittent fasting, because you filled them out very well.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I wasn't sure, but I did it. The parts that were actually when I wore them Thursday night, and then I didn't really have a pink carpet outfit, so I had the second pair that I wore for pink carpet, because why not? But but when we went out, I was really nervous because I hadn't started drinking yet, first of all. So, you know, I was like, and we're walking through this. We're not in a gay bar yet. We have to get all the way from the hotel to the bar. Now, going back, I didn't care at all. I had no care in the world. I probably mooned everybody because I was drunk. But going, you know, I was trying to walk in the middle of the group, you know. Supposedly somebody took a picture of my ass crack, but I never saw it. Not Baron. Somebody took a picture, but... And I was overserved. I was overserved by Baron. How dare he? I had already had 4 or 5 shots at the corner pocket of vodka, and Baron bought me a triple vodka cranberry at Rawhide. So I don't know. I had 7 or 8 or 9 shots of vodka that night. It's all a blur, but
as it should be.
And I will say one other thing. I was victorious in my Hot Ones challenge on my own podcast. Yeah, I got all the way to the end and was still able to talk.
Because you were the one who had sense enough to drink some milk and eat some ice cream.
Well, so I just want to say, you know, Taylor keeps saying that, well, it wasn't fair, Adam. You cheated because you had dairy and water. And
it wasn't
I just want to say, well, Ricky and Taylor were like, oh, we're going to go all the way to the end with no water and no dairy and no anything else, right? And they were like all the way, the first 4 or 5, they were like, are you sure you have this right? These are not hot at all. These aren't hot at all. And then, well, especially when we get to number 8, which is the one that always kills everybody on Hot Ones. If you watch it on YouTube, number 8 is called Da Bomb or something like that, or Bombshell or something. And it is like licking the devil's asshole. It is the hottest thing you will ever, well, I don't know. I mean, it's hot. That's all I know. But actually, and I had the dairy and the water on the first 4 or 5, but I feel like the last 5, I finished with no water or dairy. And we even did extra of number 8. We were out of wings. We put number 8 on breadstick from Pizza Hut, because that's where I got the wings. And we had that, and I was able to finish up the show. I mean, and they were like fanning themselves and whoo, whoo, you know, and all this kind of stuff and turning red and sweating. And now the next day, I think I must have shat like 7 times, starting at about 3 a.m. all the way up until like 11 a.m. Just at various points. And it was fiery.
And somewhere along the line, you shared that Mark was a little bit hesitant to let you give him oral pleasure just because he's afraid it was going to be.
This is on the show. Yeah, he, you know, it was my birthday sex because that was my birthday as well. And I like to suck dick. And he was like, well, I shouldn't have reminded him. I was like, I think it'll be okay. And he's like, oh, yeah, you just ate these hot wings. He's like, I don't know if you should be doing that. Anyway, I'm like, oh, it'll be fine. And so I kind of like stuck my finger on my tongue and then touched the head of his dick. And I'm like, does it burn? He said, no. I'm like, okay, good. We're all clear.
Hi, Mark.
Too much information, I know, is what he's saying. Yeah. All right. Do we want to get started? Now, I have notes. So who's Faye? Are you who's doing this? Who has notes?
Go ahead.
I've got a few. Very limited from the Sunday that y'all were in New Orleans. They showed a little bit of background from the night before the eviction, and Jessica went around the house trying to blow up people's games, basically. And I think it kind of backfired, but the whole house was in turmoil that night. The HOH competition on that Sunday night was transport beer in a mug and then fill up a larger container with this liquid. And you had to walk down a really slippery pathway that was filled with soap bubbles and water. And anyway, everybody was falling on their butts, and except for Jackson. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. We're right into the
HOH.
I'm a little lost.
Okay.
So what day are we on?
That's Sunday the 18th.
Oh, we are. Okay. Okay, good. Are we going to talk about the chat with Christy and Tommy living in this off the same freeway? Was that before or after?
Well, did that happen on Sunday?
A little bit later, I think. Because I wrote it down in my notes later.
Okay, go ahead.
Whatever. Mickey took his costume off, and I wonder if that gave him sort of an unfair advantage because he was doing this competition in just his shorts and a t-shirt or underwear and a t-shirt. And I think that costume was distracting other people and making them lose balance. So, but anyway, Jackson won the competition. So,
he cheated.
I would consider that cheating.
Which would not be the first time. I mean, he's broken rules regarding eating food in the shower and eating food while he was a have not. So,
and Lord have mercy, there is not a watermelon in the planet that's safe from him.
Well, now if it was cheating, though, they would have like disqualified him or something. Apparently, that's not against the rules.
Well, he was cheating earlier, and they didn't do anything for him. That's my point.
Well, I would have thought that they probably don't specify that you have to keep the costume on. So he you know, ethically speaking, it's cheating because you're giving yourself an unfair advantage. But I doubt they have a rule, because I feel like if they had a rule, they would have not. I think they would have disqualified him from winning HOH if he broke an actual like written rule or something. But.
Adam defending his fellow watermelon lover.
He did. I don't know if they just edited that together, but we did notice that he is eating all of the time, and not just watermelon, but it does appear that it's always something healthy though. One time he was eating just out of a bag of broccoli florets, which totally grossed me out. It was like that frozen broccoli you get in the, you know, in the grocery store or whatever. It was just a bag of frozen. I don't even know if he cooked it or if he just thawed it out or if he was eating it frozen. I have no idea, but it was just like a bag of frozen broccoli.
Now, I think he was eating some sort of chips up in his room. But am I the only one seeing that he's really put weight on?
Yes,
he has. But I mean, you guys, come on. He still has a really good body. I mean, he had his shirt off on one of the most recent episodes. It's not as good. It's not as good as it was. But I mean, I wouldn't throw him out of bed. I mean, he may have lost a little bit of definition, but I wouldn't call him fat.
Oh, he's getting there, Don.
No, he's getting he's putting it on.
This is why he has an eating disorder. So, yeah.
I believe
no, I would also like shaming. To point out that he had a whole bunch of boxes of crackers on his desk there in the HOH room. All these natural energy bars and all kinds of weird health junk food. Anyway.
Okay. There was a lot of talk about putting someone up beside Christy, and they didn't know who to put up. Tommy is beginning to put a little bit of distance between himself and Christy, and he was a little frustrated because she was talking about they're living close to each other, and because he was trying to keep that a secret, that that they know each other outside the house, because that kind of blew up with Holly and a Cat.
Right.
So anyway.
That was when they were talking about being three exits. Oh, yeah, right. I just take the third exit. He's just three exits from me. That was very dumb on Christy's part.
Yeah, and Tommy's just like, what? Like, he was trying to act all surprised and everything. I don't know if he was fooling anyone. Of course, we know they know each other, so it obviously wasn't fooling us. But he was just trying his hardest to act like, oh, my God, I didn't know that. You know, wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't there a... Now, you know, Jessica planted this seed of doubt between Holly and Annalise. And this seemed to be a real turning point, I think, because it was after this... After Jessica... You know how Jessica was so upset that she wasn't included in the new six, right?
Right.
And then she went around to everybody saying, well, they didn't include me and blah, blah, blah. Then she started going to the new six people and talking to them. And I don't know, she told some sort of a little lie or a white lie or something. And that really got the house bubbling. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Well, I remember she was stirring up trouble, but I don't remember the specifics.
Well, she basically, I don't remember exactly what it was now either, but she went to both sides of the house and she was telling, I wish I remembered, but I don't remember what she said. But yeah, she definitely went to both sides of the house and was giving some kind of intel.
But don't you think that was the seed that moved the house against Annalise or moved the house to vote to keep Christy in the end, which they did?
Well, I know that...
I think Taco Tuesday was the one that got Annalise kicked out.
Well, we're skipping way far ahead now, but...
I know.
All right.
Well, I don't have any more notes for that Sunday.
Okay. I just have notes about the watermelons.
Okay.
And then for me, the episode ended early because it was preempted by some sort of sports ball or something. So I never saw the end of that particular episode.
Okay.
So then it was on to the Wednesday episode.
Yeah, the Wednesday episode was when Christy confronted Nick. She was encouraged, and Nick was also encouraged by Mickey to basically just... air their grievances. I mean, it was a shit show. But Nick was just absolutely out-talked by Christy. And Christy, it didn't matter that she was saying falsehoods. It was just that she was louder and more persistent. And Nick ended up looking really bad.
Manifest the truth, bro.
Yeah, So just to restate this, because I don't think we actually said it. So Christy and Annalise were put up by Mickey, but he is dead set on getting Christy out, or at least he was dead set on getting Christy out. And Annalise, I do want to point this out, that Annalise felt like there was no way she was going to go home. She felt like anybody who sat next to her, they were going to be the ones who went home. And the whole time she was feeling sorry for Christy or whoever might end up sitting beside her, because she knew, she knew that she was going to have the votes. Everybody loved her. You know, there was, you know, nothing. She just knew she was not going home.
She said, I have a great social game. No one will vote me out.
Right.
Classic overconfidence.
And I, at that time, I kind of, I mean, I don't know about her social game necessarily, but she seems very nice. You know, she gets along with everybody. I haven't really seen her have a fight with anyone, but they haven't really, I don't think she's had much strategy or anything. I mean, she just kind of,
no.
But sitting next to Christy, I was like, yeah, I feel like anybody sitting next to Christy is pretty safe because Mickey wants Christy out and the house is going to probably go with whoever the HOH is. And Annalise is probably the more likable of the two, you know, because Christy's just kind of really out there and always spewing her opinion and whatever else. And apparently she crunches really loud or something. I don't know. I don't remember when that came up, what episode that came up, but they had a whole
Sunday.
They had a whole segment of her like eating. I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, so there's that. And then we get to Taco Tuesday and Mickey has been saying this whole time, Christy's going. And then Christy's trying to make deals with he and Holly. She's like, I will be your pawn forever. You know, I'll fight for you. I will, you know, all this kind of stuff. If you just keep me here. And then we get to Taco Tuesday and Christy's like, you know what? I don't have anything to lose. And so of course they're making tacos or whatever. They're all cutting up jalapenos and whatever.
It seemed like
guacamole.
It was going to be such a nice little meal. That I know. We're all going to have a nice time. And then Christy goes and ruins the entire evening.
And she, well, and so Nick, somebody tell Nick either overhears or somebody tells Nick that Christy's gonna like blow up on him during Taco Tuesday. So he preempts the whole thing and he goes and gets her from the HOH room and says, hey, do you want to do this right now? You know, but basically, and so they start this yelling match at each other in the kitchen. And all he can say is that bro comment, whatever he was saying.
Manifest the truth, bro.
Yeah. Manifest the truth, bro. But I want to say this. I felt really sorry for Nick because I don't know that she was lying, but she was certainly spinning the truth to look as horrible as possible to Nick. And he really hasn't, I don't know. I don't think he's really lied to anyone. And he's been loyal to every single person that he said he was going to be loyal. The only reason that he got with Christy and Tommy and Annalise and all them is because the other side of the house didn't like him. And so he was trying to find some new people to ally with. And they were, she was throwing out all that crap about, oh, it was Nick's idea to get out Mickey. And Nick is the one who went to Cliff and made the deal. He did go to Cliff and make the deal, but Christy has been wanting Mickey out for like ever.
True.
And Nick was just going along with what Christy and Tommy wanted, or really what Christy wanted. It's not like Nick had some vendetta against Mickey. He just, Christy wanted that, and so Nick kind of made it happen, or he was trying to make it happen. But she made it out like it was all Nick's idea, when really I feel like Christy was the one that wanted Mickey out that whole time.
That's the impression I got.
Anyway, so she was totally spinning it like it was all Nick, and nobody should trust Nick. And Nick, and the only thing Nick is guilty of is playing a good social game. I mean, he's really been friendly and nice and loyal and, you know, he hasn't really lied to anyone and, you know, he's been really good at that. But I just felt bad for him. Also, he's on my team, but I felt bad for him because I felt like what she was saying was at the least an exaggeration of the truth.
Well, also, he was honest with her when he went. She was talking to him and he said, okay, if I'm picked to play this veto and I win, I'll take Annalise off because I really like Annalise. And that set Christy off.
But at least he was honest. I mean,
yeah, he's honest to a fault.
And the thing about that conversation was they were both sitting there. So what are you going to say? I mean, you can't lie. I mean, they're both, he's either going to piss off Annalise or he's going to piss off Christy.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
You can only say one of two things. Oh, yes, Christy, I'm going to take you off. And then Annalise gets pissed. Or you say, oh, I'm going to take Annalise off. And Chris, there's no winning in that situation because they're both sitting there looking at him.
I will say this, as much as I dislike Christy on a personal level and as much as she gets under my skin and I'm so tired of her crying all the time and I would be ready for her to get out of the house, I give her major respect for turning that vote around just by her sheer force of will and campaigning, because when her back was in the wall, she pulled up her big girl panties and she campaigned and did what she had to do to stay in the house. So I was impressed by that. So
I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, I knew Christy was going home. I'm like, that Mickey wants Christy gone. The whole house is going to be fine with that. I know everyone likes Annalise more than they like Christy.
And that's one of the few things that really, at this point in the game, makes Big Brother kind of interesting to watch, is those seemingly rare occasions when the unexpected does kind of happen, when somebody's able to turn it around. Because if it just goes like you think it's going to go, we complain about that every week. But God bless her, she made it happen.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to say that Christy put on gallons and gallons of makeup during this episode. Every time we saw her, she was putting on makeup.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, you guys.
Sorry.
There was only one other makeup thing I noticed, and this was insignificant, and I think it was in last night's episode, but did you notice? There was one point when Holly had on some red lipstick, and she had like weird, like red, really dark red on each corner of her mouth. And I was like, is there something wrong with her lips? Or I don't know. I mean, that was a stupid, insignificant thing, but
that was just the blood that she had sucked out of Mickey's neck.
Maybe.
Or elsewhere.
Right.
Okay. The veto competition?
So wait a minute. Uh-huh. So are we going to go to the veto? Sorry, you were talking. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just going to mention the veto competition. The players, of course, Jackson, Christy, and Annalise, but also they picked Cliff, Nick, and Holly. And, oh, Jesus Christ, did I not put what they did? Oh, wait a minute. It was a balance stuffed toys on a mobile.
Oh, the Coral Grief, it was called.
Yeah. Mm. So, and Tommy was dressed as a squid. They turned the entire backyard into a beach, and they had to wear flippers on their feet. And it looked like a pretty difficult competition, and naturally, Jackson won.
Yes, of course he won.
Yeah, it was kind of close between he and Christy, actually, at one point. And I would say she was just, I don't know, seconds away from finishing that last little bit to get everything balanced, and the whole thing fell, and then he was able to complete his. But yeah, he won.
It was an extremely difficult competition because it was just impossible to manage all of those, all the different weights and the creatures and the sticks. And I'm surprised that anyone was able to do that competition.
I wonder if they were able to practice, because you know Fatty said that sometimes they can practice beforehand. So I wonder if they were given an opportunity to practice something similar before that.
Right.
I will, unrelated to this specific veto competition, but I was tallying the points for our contest, and I didn't realize that until today when I was tallying the points. Did you guys realize that we had 3 weeks in a row where the person who won HOH also won the Power of Veto?
Hmm.
So Jessica won HOH Power of Veto. Tommy won HOH Power of Veto. Mickey won HOH Power of Veto. So we had 3 weeks where it was complete control of whoever was HOH.
Wait till we get to this week's spoilers.
Okay. No.
Anyway, well, I know who won Power Veto because I read it on Wikipedia. But anyway.
I actually know that. Yeah, that's true. It didn't happen this week. Never mind.
Anyway, so.
Okay. During the show, Tommy and Nick talked. Christy and Annalise were totally paranoid and making up a whole bunch of crap. Nick talked to Christy and Annalise and said he was not working with Jackson. Jackson Christy, kept the nominations the same.
Christy freaked out when they did the Baywatch bit.
Yeah, Tommy, Holly, were playing, had red bathing suits on, and they were playing Baywatch.
So do
just
we
running around the living room, just entertaining themselves, and that just set Christy off.
So do we think that Tommy was really just distancing himself from Christy at that point and trying to endear himself to Holly, or do we think that he just wasn't thinking? And had a moment.
Something silly in the moment, and it didn't mean anything except to Christy.
I was thinking Holly needed bigger boobs to be a Baywatch person, though. That's horrible.
That was ridiculous. Though, talk
maybe
about
maybe it should have been Cliff running with him.
But anyway, Tommy apologized to Christy for playing Baywatch. Let's see. And in the diary room, I thought I was telling that Tommy said, I can't help Christy blew up her own game. You know, and she has.
Yeah, he said several times over the past week, I wanted to go all the way with Christy, but I'm in this game to win $1 million. And even though we're friends and we'll be friends afterwards, there's only so much I can do. And I can't. He's like, you know, she's blowing up her own game. I can't, I can only stick my neck out so much because then people will know, they'll find out. And it's true. I mean, it's true. But she just felt like she cried to him several times thinking he wasn't having her back enough. Mm-hmm. In the shower, she was talking about.
She's a bully, though. I mean, she bullies her way through the entire, you know, every situation that comes up that might be working against her. And she lies like a somebody who lies a lot.
What was it that Tommy was saying to Christy during that? They set it up as a dramatic montage with the dramatic music under it. And Tommy was saying something meaningful to Christy. And she was like, what? What?
Yeah, it was in the shower. She was in the shower. And he was trying to tell
ridiculous.
Her. I can't remember.
He's
what
like,
it
when you look at
so.
Me, I should remind you of home.
Yeah. When
and
you look
like, what?
Think of home.
What?
He said it like three times. And then she said something and he couldn't understand her. They were just trying to have this sweet moment and couldn't understand what each other were saying.
Okay.
This was shown on Sunday night, but it actually happened before the eviction. Christy went to Holly and Mickey and talked to them about using her to further their own game, that she was going to go after Nick and what else?
I won't work against you, she said.
Right. And you can even put me up as a pawn when Nick goes up and this, that, and the other. And that's part of the reason she stayed, because they were going to use her to go after Nick.
And also, Christy and Holly, during this interchange or this exchange, like they were like, oh, I love you too. I love you too. And they were crying and, oh, we're, you know, so sorry we're in this position. In the meantime, Mickey is on the other side of the room, like looking like some kind of psychopath, because he's like, why are you girls crying? Like, this is like totally stupid, he's thinking.
And if memory serves me, he was eating something at the time. So he was just glaring at the eating.
It was either watermelon or broccoli.
He reminds me more and more of Cody every time I see him.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they showed the scene with Holly crying and everything, I was thinking, I wonder if part of the reason why Mickey changed his mind is because apparently Holly was really good friends with Christy. I didn't know that they were as good of friends as apparently they must have been, because Holly was like, oh, she's one of my best friends in the house, or was, you know, and this was like in the diary room or something. And so I feel like it was, you know, she wasn't lying. It's not like she was just telling Christy, oh, you're one of my best friends in the house or whatever. And I was wondering if that was part of it. But the other thing is, I just don't understand, and maybe I just would be a horrible player, but I don't understand why the whole house decided that it would be good to keep Christy in because they wanted to get rid of Nick. Like, that doesn't... So they keep Christy just because she says her target's Nick? I mean, to me, that doesn't...
portrayed herself as being the Nick Slayer.
Yeah, I mean, but that's silly. I mean, that's ridiculous. She hasn't, has she even won an HOH at all? I don't.
She hasn't won an HOH. She did win that competition at the beginning where she had the veto power.
Didn't she win an HOH at the very beginning? Or was it just, she wasn't HOH like
I don't remember now.
I don't remember her being an HOH.
I can look on Wikipedia.
You know, she may have been. I don't remember.
Because I remember her being so emotionally torn about what to do with her HOH.
It would have been really early in the game.
Yeah, like, I think like it was the second HOH.
Oh, she was. I stand corrected. She was the first HOH.
Ah, there you go. Because Mickey gave it to her or something, right? Because Mickey did the... I'll be the gamesman or whatever.
He was the camp director, which was the first competition, and she was the first HOH.
Right. Thank you.
Well, anyway, I mean, I just don't understand the whole, oh, okay, Christy, we'll keep you because we want Nick gone. I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, but, no one had even talked about Nick going home, and she blows up.
The other thing is that I think the house sees her as a huge target. And almost everybody in the house is going to make her a target, too. So it's either Nick or Christy who will be the target. So maybe they're just keeping her for that reason.
Maybe.
The only reason to keep Annalise is because she's useless and she's a floater. And she would be easy to beat in the end. But I think if you have there's still three major players, you know, Nick, Christy, and Mickey, who are threats. And so probably people want to keep, I don't know, who knows?
Well, anyway, so bottom line is she was able to sway them and they voted Annalise out.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's prank week. We're going to go to Thursday episode.
Yeah, let's talk.
Next thing on my notes, I've got Annalise 5, Christy 1.
Okay, this is where I need to step in.
Yeah, you want to talk about Julie's hair? Go ahead, Chris.
What the fuck was going on with Julie Chen Moonves' hair on the Thursday episode?
Can I say?
I think she was doing a punk kind of look.
First of all, Chris, I thought her hair looked fine.
Oh, my God.
Second of all, I don't know if you made this comment, but someone on Twitter, when that whole thing happened, talked about people, you know, about her trying to look too young or something like that. And I am so sick, and maybe this is just a personal thing. Maybe this is just a personal thing. So I'm not pointing this at you. I don't remember who said it, but somebody said it.
Like, this was Alex.
But I am so sick of age appropriate anything. Why can you not dress and or do your hair or do whatever you want to, however you want as you get older? What is the deal with people saying, oh, you need to dress age appropriate or you need to fix your hair age appropriately? What the fuck is age appropriate? I mean, why can't people do whatever they want?
This was absolutely not an issue of being age appropriate. I'm not the one who said that. I did not think, oh, that looks too young for her. I thought that's a hideous hairdo. As one of the websites that I read, spoiler websites, put it, it was a combination of hideous hair and a dental hygienist outfit that she was wearing. It was just an entirely horrifying combo. And I just, Julie, girl,
but that
gets
that
you some better gaze.
I think that hair is a... That is a style recently. I mean, that is something that other girls have done. And I feel like that's even been something that some of the girls have done in the house. Because Julie even said someone complimented her hair. Holly complimented her hair. And
compliment her hair.
And she says, I was inspired by the girls in the house. So I think maybe they've done some stuff like
that. None of them has looked like that.
I don't know.
No.
I was not offended by her hair. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. It was so distracting.
It was terrible.
Is this the first time that she's ever worn pants?
See, I don't know. Because, again, normally I never notice what she's wearing. I never notice what her hair looks like, what her makeup looks like. I am not the gay that notices that. But this was such a weird fucking hairdo that that's all I could pay attention to.
I mean, I just see it all now. Chris is holding his Tanqueray and tonic or whatever he's drinking. Oh. It comes on. Julie comes out. He drops it. It drops from his hand as he stares at the...
I damn near did a spit.
Well, was the hair any worse than the t-shirt with tassels? I mean, it was a bad outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing was bad. Like, I mean, it was shocking. I mean, she comes on.
Shocking.
And there she is. It looked like the Chinbot had a short circuit in her hair module or something.
Yes.
Like, that was bizarre. It was just bizarre. I admire her for trying to try something new. Because, you know, when you've done 21 seasons of fucking 9 months or 3 or 4 months of weekly episodes, you're gonna be running low on ideas. So
she can wear and style her hair however the fuck she wants to. Good for her. But this was just stupefying.
And I'm not mad at Alex or whoever said that. I wouldn't have been mad at you. I'm just saying I don't think we should shame people for something we feel is not age appropriate, because I think anything should be age appropriate.
I agree, and I am shaming her for entirely other reasons. Okay. That was just a bad hairdo.
Because I feel like as people get older, they should be able to dress or do their hair however the hell they want to do it. But okay, that's it.
All right.
That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
So thank you for the attempt, Julie. We appreciate it.
Now, Annalise, on the other hand, I know I'm skipping ahead, looked beautiful, I thought.
But now she was having to pull her dress down to cover crotch, basically.
Well, I thought she looked really good. And I think she's the prettiest girl in the house.
Annalise. She was.
Was. Whatever.
Was.
I know I'm gay, but I can think a girl is attractive. I mean, I think
she's very pretty.
I agree. I don't know that she's that much more beautiful than, you know, some of the others. But yeah, she's lovely.
Speaking of Mickey eating things, was he eating sunflower seeds too?
Yes.
At some point?
So he was eating sunflower seeds, and I have a question for all of you. If you eat sunflower seeds, because I do, it's a very good snack when you're on a road trip and you don't want to have too many calories, because you got to get the ones that are in the seeds, because it takes a really long time to get them out. You know, so it keeps your mouth busy and everything while you're driving. But the thing that always bugs me about how people eat, I see those people who just dump a whole bunch of them in their mouth, and then I don't know what they're doing. Are they chewing? How do they differentiate the seed from the shell and all of this kind of stuff? Because what I do, it's got to be one at a time, and I have to put it in my mouth. I suck on it to get the salt off, and then I take it back out and I place it between my teeth to crack it. Yeah. And then I open it up and get the seed out, and then I throw the shell. But I see those guys who chew them.
Yeah. Well, you need to use the chipmunk cheek method, where you jam a bunch. You jam the unseeded ones over on one side of your mouth into between the cheek. You know, you process the current spit with your you snap it apart with your teeth. I don't use my fingers when I'm eating these. And then you, except to maybe I'll take the snap seed, the husk out of my fingers. Well, I'll take the husk out of my mouth.
You're more talented than I am, because I'm unable to get the correct angle to snap the shell without using my fingers. Because I don't
want the Bosley things pre-shelled.
I don't like it when I get a little bit of the shell mixed in with the seed, and then I'm trying to dig the little sliver of shell, because I don't want to impale myself, whatever.
But fun to spit the shell out. Like if you drive with your window open, for instance. spitting the shells out is disgusting but fun.
So recently I bought a big bag of dill pickle flavored sunflower seeds because I was on one of my driving trips. I mean, I'm in the car all the time. And so on the way to New Orleans, I had them. But I didn't want to leave my window down the whole time. So I was collecting the seeds in one hand. And then when I got a bunch of them, I would open the window and throw them out. And then one time I did it and I saw like this cloud of seeds behind the car. And I was like, oh, these might be hitting the windshield of the car behind me. Anyway.
This has been Seed Sucking Talk.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the National Sunflower Seed Advisory Board.
Yes, he was eating sunflower seeds. Also, I hope those were seedless watermelons because it also bugs me. I do not like, there are people who just shove the watermelon in their mouth and then chew and somehow get the seeds out and spit them. I have to remove all the seeds before I put it in my mouth. It grosses me out to get any of the watermelon seed in my mouth. I don't like it. So
well,
I either have to have a seedless watermelon or I dig the seeds out with a fork or something before I eat it. So
you're going to be a great candidate for when we go to the society where we just sit in a chair and have like electrodes attached to us. And you can just have any kind of 3D real experience without ever having to get anything gooey, dirty, or icky on you or near you.
It's just a thing. I don't want shell from a sunflower seed. I don't want the seed from a watermelon. That's it.
Okay.
All right. Where are we off to next, Moose?
The HOH competition, they did announce that it was going to be prank week. And before the competition, they played bird calls and identified different bird calls all night. And it doesn't seem like the house guests got a lot of sleep that night. But it being prank week, they put them up on a fake podium and as if it was going to be answering questions about bird calls. And then they said, okay, it's prank week. And they dropped a curtain and they went to a competition where you had to roll a ball down a plank. Wherever that fell off, there was a number and a slot. And if high number won, furthest down the plank. Low, two people with the low scores would get a punishment. And because there was a tie in this competition, naturally, Holly, Cliff, and Jessica all just blew it. And there was a tie there. They all got punishments. But Holly won. And so she is the HOH for the week. And the punishment is having to make a whipped cream pie and shove it in somebody's face. And Big Brother tells them who to hit with it. Comments on this?
Holly got a perfect score.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah, first one. And, I mean, who would have ever thought that Holly and Mickey would be on the bottom, and then they would go on to win two HOHs in a row? I mean, I wouldn't have thought that. I kept thinking, okay, well, next week, you know, somebody from the other side will win, and you know, it'll go back to the original plan to get Holly and Mickey out. Nope. You know, and not only that, but Mickey won. He not only won HOH, but he won Power of Veto for his week. And then, you know, so did exactly what he wanted. And I mean, we'll find out who won Power of Veto this week, but in the spoiler section. But
on that particular evening, they did announce a new America vote. And it was a very short time period, like 12 hours, I think. America could vote who would be the prankster and have the prankster power. And the prankster could pick one person to go on the block. And if that person is taken off the block, they can then replace the person with their choice. And Sunday night, America's choice picked Nick as the prankster. And so Nick put Christy up.
I was really happy with America. because Nick has a big target on his back now, and I don't think he really deserved it. And, you know, after all that mess with Bella and, you know, and everything, and he worked his way back in, ingratiated himself with people and everything, and then Christy just painted a big old target on his back last week, and so I was happy about that. But I did want to ask you guys, do you think that this power really is beneficial? Do you think it will really help in this situation? Because if you have the biggest target on your back of anyone else in the house, pretty much, it doesn't matter who you put next to you. I don't think it's going to help him.
I'm hoping that there's going to be enough people that dislike Christy that she's going to get some votes. Although I believe Nick is a bigger target.
In this particular case, it allows Nick to use every possible advantage to try and rally the forces and basically do what Christy did last week and talk his way out of getting voted out. Now, whether or not that is even possible remains to be seen.
I think 7 days is a long time, and I think Nick could probably work some magic and get some people back on his side and remind people of all of the things that Christy has been doing up to this point. And I think Nick has a very good chance of controlling this week's vote. Especially, I don't know, I mean, I guess we'll find out later who the what the veto competition result is. But I think Nick has a good chance. I think this will be very helpful for him, especially if he can use it for the veto.
Right.
Or to control the veto replacement.
To build on something Adam said, I have to say that not only was I happy that America picked Nick, but I was also probably even happier that America did not pick Christy. And so for the second time, she realizes that America hates her and got all weepy about it. So that tickled my cold, dead heart. And so I was glad for that. And I was also going to ask Faye, do you feel left out when this is called America's prankster and you're not in America? Do you feel bad about that, Faye?
I could care less.
I'm sure in Canada, Big Brother, they have Canada's whatever. You know, I'm sure they do that as well. In England, they have Great Britain or England's whatever. So,
You'll also notice, I mean, when you watch the Canada version, the contestants are all coached to say Canada's Big Brother. Every time they say Big Brother, there's the word Canada is attached to it. So it's always Canada's Big Brother. It's not Big Brother.
Now, you guys can get American shows there, right? Like,
yes,
legally and all that kind of good stuff. Can we get Canadian shows? I don't think we can get Canadian shows here.
Like, probably not.
Because
unless you have,
we can't get British shows because if you try to do all the stations over in England, they have like a internet streaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a different country, it doesn't work.
Oh.
So you have to use a VPN and like all this stuff.
Right.
So like you can't stream British content over here. I don't know what's true with Canada. I've not tried, but.
Well, we have something here called the Canadian Radio Television Commission, which is very militaristic in their control of our Canadian content. So I can imagine that they're not too keen on sending our Canadian stuff out of the country.
Interesting. Anyway, okay. So do you guys show the penises in Canada?
No.
They do in England.
To the real question.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so before the nomination ceremony, Christy went to Mickey and Holly and talked to them about basically putting Nick up. Holly proposed using Christy as a pawn. And that kind of freaked Christy out also, even though just a few days before Christy had said, use me as a pawn, use me any way you need to. That turned around and really pissed both Mickey and Holly off. And they were just furious.
She
had a discussion.
Christy was like, well, I didn't think you would use me so soon. It was like, what do you mean so soon? You're down to like the final seven or eight now. Like, when are they going to use you? You know, I mean, there's not much time left.
And they did do the sequence where Christy was eating. And I mean, she's pretty disgusting. I mean, that's a lot of open mouth chewing.
I can't talk because I feel like I do a lot of open mouth chewing. I feel like I do. So
it's a lot of open mouth chewing.
Yes. That mouth noises really get to me. Sorry.
My inner mouth cavity is not large enough to hold some of the bites I take. So sometimes I have to open the mouth, you know.
And Mittens is okay with this.
Wait, with which? The chewing? He's never complained about my chewing, but
okay.
We were thinking about your mouth cavity being
mouth cavity. That was
my mouth cavity. Yeah.
Okay.
I can imagine that when you're in this house for so long, like what are we at, day 65 approximately? Like everybody's going to be annoying. There's something about everybody who's probably annoying, right?
Do we remember the good old days when Jack was getting pissed off at what's her name for putting her water bottle in the fridge? Yeah. And that was
Kimmy.
Those were the good old days.
They were. Okay. Anyway, the show ended on Sunday night with Nick and Christy on the block. And that's the end of my notes.
And Nick at that point had still not revealed that he was America's prankster. He was trying to keep that a secret.
So, although I think Nicole figured it out.
Sort of, yeah.
Nancy.
Well, he made a comment to Nicole about, oh, I know it's going to be Christy against or sitting next to me. And she took that to mean he was going to be putting up Christy, but really that could have meant he just thinks she's the next biggest target, you know? I mean, really, I mean, she's the next logical person for them to put up, whether it's pawn or not. But yeah, he did. Nicole did say, oh, I think he's the prankster. So before we go to spoilers, let's talk about the game. So just to go back over really quick, whoever, and it's not on the website yet, but it will be. So Fatty has Nicole, Jessica, Holly. I have Nick, Kat, and Annalise. Moose, you have Cliff, Kat, and Annalise. Alex has Christy, Kat, and Annalise. Chris has Tommy, Kat, and Jessica. And Faye has Jack, Holly, and Kat. Holly is the only one left on Faye's team. Chris still has Tommy and Jessica. Alex has Christy and that's it. So Alex just has Christy. Moose has Cliff only. I have Nick only. And Fatty has Nicole. Oh, all of Fatty's. So Nicole, Jessica, and Holly, Fatty has all three of those still left. So as far as points, so to go over this, the points that we get are HOH is 10 points, Power Veto is 5 points. If you get to final three, it's 25 points. If you win the game, it's 50 points. And staying each week gives you 5 points. I added that because we were doing that for Survivor as well, and on Survivor's Ready. So what we have right now is a tie between
Not prepared.
Do you want us to talk about other things while you recalculate?
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to. Dang. Yeah, you guys, if you want to go over spoilers, you can. I'm going to have to do this real quick.
Okay.
Adam, it'll wait until next week if you want.
I can. Well, anyway, I know what points the people have, but I forgot to. So Nicole has 15 points. Nick has 15. Cliff has 15. Christy has 15. Tommy has 25. Jack has 5. Jessica has 25. Kat has 10. Holly has 25. Annalise has 15. And Mickey, nobody has Mickey, but I just put him on there. He has 25 as well. So what I haven't done is summed those up for each of us. I forgot to do that. So I guess if you guys want to wait till next week, we can. But those are the points for each of the house guests that are on our teams.
So, Nick, can you tell us again, Nick had how many?
Nick has 15.
And Cliff?
Cliff has 15.
Okay.
So
probably Big Fatty is doing the best because he has the three players still active.
Yeah, he has, Fatty has Nicole, Jessica, and Holly. So that means he has, he has right now 70 points. Fatty
go
has
over
right
all
now.
The house guests one more time, just slightly slower. Would you do okay. that?
Okay. Nicole has 15 points. Nick has 15 points. Cliff has 15 points. Christy has 15 points. Tommy has 25 points. Jack has 5. Jessica has 25. Kat has 10. Holly has 25. And Annalise has 15. As of today. And I didn't include spoilers, but that's up to HOH this week. So. Anyway. So that's, and I just, I have to put another formula in my spreadsheet to do the sums.
All I know for sure is Fatty is beating me by 5 points, so.
Oh, that's all you cared about was your
yeah,
points.
Yeah, of course. That's why I asked.
Okay. So do you want to do spoilers now?
Everybody ready for spoilers? Faye, you want to take your headphones out?
I'll tough it through. I'm going to listen.
All right, so for the veto competition, along with, of course, Holly and Christy and Nick, the other players were Cliff, Jackson, Jessica. So the competition, as was hinted at by Julie, the competition involved the Zingbot. So we get to see the Zingbot. They all came back in the house afterwards wearing Free the Zing t-shirts. And so apparently the theme was that Zingbot had been imprisoned and they were all trying to free the Zingbot. And it was some kind of pachinko type machine, apparently. So with that in mind, anybody have any guesses about who won the veto between Cliff, Mickey, Jessica, Holly, Christy, and Nick?
Jackson. Adam's okay. busy.
Adam's not going to guess, so the winner was...
Oh, well, I know who won, oh, that's so right. I can't guess.
The winner of the veto was Jackson, and apparently when it came time for him to have the veto meeting to decide whether to use the veto, first of all, he got pied during the veto meeting, so that's look forward to that. And he, as you might guess, did not use his veto. So Christy and Nick remain on the block. And I will not spoil you. We have some secondhand reports of what some of the Zingbot's zingers were, and there are some pretty good ones this time. So that should be a fun episode on Wednesday. That's it.
Well, that just sounds like normal. That side of the house has been controlling the house with the exception of maybe 2 weeks, 2 HOHs, possibly 3, but at least 2 that weren't under extreme pressure from somebody else having control from the bad side, the 6 the ever never ending six, group of six, they've had power for the whole show, the whole season. And I hate them all.
I kind of hate everybody at this point, I'll be honest, but yeah.
Well, you've got Nicole, who is probably one of the worst players ever. And yeah. You've got Cliff, who's injured. Jessica hasn't done much. She did win one HOH. I mean, you've got some really poor players. So, I mean, I hate to see Jackson win, but, you know, he's probably going to win it.
Well, no, I agree. And, you know, Tommy, on the one hand, I mean, Tommy is doing exactly what he should do. And he's staying aligned with, you know, stronger people that are going to, that are going to help him get to the end. And they all like him. So Mickey really likes Tommy a lot and he said several times, you know, I want to work with Tommy. I like Tommy. You know, everybody likes Tommy. So I think Tommy, but I'm kind of like, why do you have to align yourself with the jerks? But, you know, but I understand he wants to get to the end and, you know, you have to do what you have to do. But I am sick of those, you know, now there are five of them, I guess. No, now there are four of them left, but I am sick of those six continually having power. And I did think at one point, I thought, okay, now we're going to see a flip in the power, and then Mickey and Holly kept winning HOH. I mean, and stuff. HOH and yeah. stuff. So, I mean, you know, damn it, they are good players.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I mean, it's like, oh, why do they have to be good players? But anyway.
All right. Well, that's depressing.
So it appears, and I, for some reason, my score is not working with this formula that I created. I don't know what happened there, but
you fucked it up.
But anyway, based on what I've got here, it looks like Fatty's in the lead with 65, followed by Chris, who has 60. And then,
like I said, that's all that matters.
It looks like everyone else has 40. Because basically the rest of us have not gotten an HOH or a power of veto since we started the teams. So the power of vetoes and everything have gone to Jessica, Tommy, Holly, and Mickey. And Jessica, Holly are on Fatty's team, and Jessica and Tommy are on Chris's team. So those are the only, so Chris and Fatty have the HOHs and power of vetoes for the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
thank you.
Anyway, so that's,
thank you.
That is what it is, you know.
Thank you.
Do with that what you will. Chris is pretty good at these games.
I would just like to point out that I chose my team when you all knew Jack was already vetoed out because of your spoilers.
And who did we give the chance to know that as well?
Well, whatever.
I mean, we can't really do anything for you there. I mean, it was your choice. So.
I want to recount. You. I want to recount.
Thank you.
People love me. I'm the best. My hands are the biggest.
Thank you.
Well, Fatty's in the lead, Chris. You're acting like you're the winner here, but
you know, among the co-hosts this evening, I am the winner. I feel like I've won something important. Thank you.
Fatty's right. A tiny little man. He can be pushed over.
Well, I don't care how many points you have, Chris Moonves. I thought Julie's hair was fantastic. So
did anybody notice she was wearing a marijuana leaf too as a necklace? She had a cocopelli, a marijuana leaf, and some sort of a ring with diamonds in it.
I don't know.
I think she's had a mental break.
I don't know. Chris, where can you be found?
I can't.
Moose, where can you be found?
I'm pretty much off the grid these days.
Faye?
I'm not. I'm on the Pink Wheelnuts podcast, www.pinkwheelnuts.com.
All right. Well, you can find me at geekygay.com. You can find us at buttfirstpodcast.com if you want to subscribe or listen to episodes online or look at our contest rules or anything like that. You can also find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And from outside the Big Brother house, I am Adam Burns Moonves. Let's listen in on the house guests. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.